Researchers all over the world are working on building a detailed three-dimensional map of cells in the human body. For this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis reports, Carnegie Mellon University scientists are processing huge amounts of data for this project.
The human body is made up of tens of trillions of cells, and the same set of genes is present in each of them. But brain cells do different things than lung cells, and the goal of the map is to paint a picture of the different genes and proteins that are activated in each part of the body. That's a lot of data, says CMU computational biologist Siv Bar-Joseph.
We are talking about terabytes going to petabytes of data. One petabyte is 1 million gigabytes. And in order to really understand what the data is telling us, we need sophisticated computational methods.
Bar-Joseph says the data could help pinpoint the cause of disease at the genetic and cellular level.
So for that, we need to have a reference. We need to have a map of what's the normal activity in most individuals, and then we can identify what went wrong in those people that have a specific organ or tissue or specific cell disease.
The Pittsburgh Supercomputing Center and the University of Pittsburgh are also participating in the project. Funding comes from the National Institutes of Health, and the goal is to have a working map by 2022. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Kathleen Davis.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by ANSYS, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.